As temperatures rise across the state, officials at the National Weather Service are improving the way they issue heat advisories.
Historically, in the West, hardly ever would you see an excessive heat warning unless you were in some really, really hot desert location in the Southwest. But that didn't mean that people didn't die from heat stroke in locations like Utah.
Emily Esplin is a trainee fellow for the Climate Adaptation Science Program at Utah State University. Last summer, she interned with the National Weather Service, where she learned about new changes to the heat warning statement system.
If it gets hot enough in a dry area and it doesn't cool down at night for people to get relief, that heat stress accumulates until the next day.
As opposed to heat exposure, when heat stress accrues over time, individuals can develop more serious illnesses.
The way I think of heat exposure itself is just, is somebody or an animal outside being exposed to heat. But heat stress is how that impacts your body.
Symptoms for heat stress can include fatigue, dehydration, and nausea, but if not alleviated, can develop further into heat exhaustion or heat stroke. Esplin says the new heat warning system is important for those planning to be outside.
Last summer was Salt Lake's hottest summer on record, and they broke their daily record, which was, I believe, 106 or 107. And thankfully, they were experimenting with this new way of measuring extreme heat, and they did put out a warning, but it was the first heat warning that Salt Lake had ever had.
The publicly available tool displays a gridded map of the western U.S. and uses a sliding color scale to represent different heat risks across the area. For more information on heat safety, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rhianna Gale.